Magandang umaga po muli sa inyong lahat. Welcome to this gathering of Crossroads Church of Dubai. Ako po si Pastor Alvin, naglilingkod bilang senior pastor po ng iglesyang ito. Years ago, sa aming previous church, we made a mission trip po sa dalawang bansa sa Southeast Asia. Isa sa mga bansa na yon ay tawag ay Vietnam. At after po namin mag-mission po sa Vietnam, may isang bansa po na kailangan namin puntahan at para makarating po ron ay kailangan namin makasakay po sa isang bus. Now we need to ride the bus for a few hours papunta doon. After ng ilang oras po ng biyahe, nakarating kami sa border ng bansa na plano namin mag-ministry. Isa ako sa mga bumaba po sa bus to represent po yung aming team at hawak-hawak lahat ng mga passports. Hindi ko kinakailangan ng visa sa bansa na ito, pero kinakailangan lang po namin magbayad at para stampan po nila yung mga passports. Yun po ang simple at maiksing storya sana. Kaso after namin binigay aming mga passports, medyo napansin namin na napapatagal na po ang pagantay namin. Hanggang kasi sa pagkabigay sa amin, sabi ko, magantay na lang kayo doon. So, napapansin namin na marami ng mga bus ang lumagpas sa amin na nagbigay ng passport at nakuha yung kanilang mga passports. So, napapansin, ano nangyayari rito? Until napansin po namin na yung mga bagong dating, pag binigay yung passports nila, binubuksan ng immigration officer at may kinukuha sa loob ng passport. Dollars. So, in short, kailangan mag-ipit po ng pera para mapabilis ang proseso. So we decided po na hindi namin gagawin po yon because we want to be a good testimony po ng Panginoon Jesucristo kahit sa banyagang bansa. Kaso inabot po pa kami ng dalawang oras na pag-aantay and eventually po, sa biyaya ng Panginoon, tinampa naman namin passport at pinadaan kami. Nagbayad naman kami ng tama. We waited patiently, pero we were not served well because hindi kami nagbigay ng suhol. You know, injustice is unavoidable. We, kahit saan tayo magpunta, kahit anong oras, ang injustice po ay pwedeng mangyari sa atin. Injustice ay isang bagay na nakalakip sa humanity that we cannot be freed from. Maaring nandito kayo ngayong oras na ito, at kumakailan lang, you have experienced a certain injustice that somehow affected you and affected your loved ones. Kailan ba darating ang panahon na ang injustice of man will put to an end? Kailan kaya? Talaga ba ang mga krimen, malaki man ito o maliit, will be truly and finally put to account one day? Will this injustice last forever? As we conclude the book of Joel, these questions will be answered to us by the prophet emphatically. We are on our fourth and final sermon at sa ating series ng The Book of Joel na tinawag natin A Call to Return to the Lord. Ang Book of Joel ay pangalawa sa 12 minor prophets ng Old Testament. Tinawag itong minor prophet dahil maiksi po ang content niya, hindi dahil sa hindi siya mahalaga. Maiksi lang po ang content niya compared sa mga major prophets. Maaring maiksi ang book na Joel, pero it is potent with big theology about God, about God's judgment towards sin and His mercy on the truly repentant. The book also brings hope that one day God will destroy evil. God will destroy evil in our world, hindi lang sa ating world, but the evil inside of us. And God will make all things new. So chapter 1, Joel opened his book by attributing ang devastating locust attack to God's judgment dahil sa rebellion ng Judah. Pagdating naman sa chapter 2, ang mensahe na binigay ng Panginoon to His people provides no comfort of hope. Dahil ang description ng locust invasion sa verse 1 ay na-heighten pagdating sa chapter 2 because Joel used a more powerful imagery. The prophet compares the locusts to an invading army na paparating that points to that final day of the Lord, a much dreadful day. Ngunit pagdating naman sa verse 12 ng the same chapter, the Lord offers grace and calls His people to repent and return to Him. And He was not looking for an outward, superficial, religious type of repentance. Ang hinahanap ng Panginoon is something that is deep from the heart, deep contrition, a heart that longs for God. Ngayong umaga naman po sa ating pagwawakas ng series, we will get a glimpse on what that final day of the Lord will look like. A day to be dreaded for some, and a day to be celebrated para sa mga anak ng Diyos. And I pray as we open God's Word today, we would be humbled and hopeful on how God extends mercy and grace to His people and judges all His enemies. The day of the Lord is a day of great judgment and a glorious day of restoration. The day of the Lord is a day of great judgment and a glorious day of restoration. This passage is divided into two headings. Number one, the great day of judgment for God's enemies. Verses 1 hanggang first part ng verse 16. And number two, a glorious day of restoration for God's people. Second part ng verse 16 hanggang 21. Yan po ang reason kung bakit meron tayong bulletins. You can write down yung points po. Okay? Number one, a great day of judgment for God's enemies. Sabi sa verse 1, for behold, in those days and at that time when I restore the fortunes of Judah and Jerusalem. Now, intupo muna tayo dyan. Now, para malaman natin kung anong ibig sabihin ng day and time sa verse 1, kailangan po natin tignan yung huling sinabi sa chapter 2. So, I'd like to invite you to flip a few pages or move a few verses, the last part po ng chapter 2, which is verses 30 hanggang 31, and I will be reading this to us. And it says, I will show wonders in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and columns of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes. So, binabanggit na day and time dito ay yung sinasabi na day of the Lord. Ang coming great final day of the Lord ay nabanggit throughout Scripture. It is a day when the Creator and Redeemer will return to earth. And sino yung great Creator at Redeemer na yan? Si Jesus Christ. He will break His silence and will judge all nations ayon sa kanyang perfect righteousness and justice. Lahat ng mga mali ay maitatama. Lahat ng mga walang hustisya magkakaroon ng tamang hustisya. Lahat ng mga kaaway ng Diyos will receive exactly what they deserve. Basahin po natin ang verses 2 hanggang 8 ng chapter 3. God said through the prophet Joel, I will gather all the nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat, and I will enter into judgment with them there on behalf of my people and my heritage Israel, because they have scattered them among the nations and have divided up my land and have cast lots for my people and have traded a boy for a prostitute and have sold a girl for wine and have drunk it. What are you to me, O Tyre and Sidon, and all the regions of Philistia? Are you paying me back? I will return your payment on your own heads, swiftly and speedily, for you have taken my silver and my gold, and you have carried my riches into your temples. You have sold the people of Judah and Jerusalem to the Greeks in order to remove them far from their own border. Behold, I will stir them up from the place to which you have sold them. I will return your payment on your own head. I will sell your sons and daughters into the hand of the people of Judah, and they will sell them to the Sabaeans, to a nation far away from the Lord has spoken. Medyo bigat, ano? Nung inaral natin ang chapters 1 at saka chapters 2, the Lord was addressing the people of Judah na ang locust infestation na naranasan nila is from the hand of God. It's God's hand of judgment. Dahil sila'y nagre-rebelde sa Panginoon. Samantala, pagdating naman dito sa chapter 3, He addresses now the nations. He addresses the nations at yung kanilang mga kasalanan. Sila'y nagkasala sa people ng Panginoon. Kaya pagdating po sa verse 2, He will summon all the nations in the valley of Jehoshaphat. Ano ito, valley of Jehoshaphat? Now, itong valley na ito ay hindi connected sa isa sa mga hari ng Judah na mayroong pangalang Jehoshaphat, as nabanggit po sa 1 Kings 15. Wala rin po ito kinalaman sa any specific valley sa Judah. Ang Hebrew words ng Valley of Jehoshaphat means Yahweh will judge. Yun po ang ibig sabihin nun. So it is best to understand na ang mga nations that will be gathered in the valley of this valley ay tinatawag na they will be gathered to be judged. Ang tawag sa valley na yan is the Valley of Judgment. Or in short, there will come a time that God will judge the nations. Pero ang paggamit ng general term na nations can also be applied hindi lamang sa mga neighboring cities, the entire Sidon, Philistia, Egypt, at Edom, which is nabanggit dito sa passage na ito. Kasi itong mga lahi na ito ay tinik lagi sa tagiliran ng mga Israelites. Pero yung paggamit nga ng general term na nation can be universally applied to all nations who have sinned against God. All nations one day will be gathered to face God's judgment on that great final day of the Lord. So verses 2 to 4, binanggit ng Panginoon ang listahan ng mga kasalanan ng mga nations laban sa Kanya. Kung mapapansin po natin sa verse 2, these nations have scattered His people among the nations. So verse 3, they have enslaved His people. Nagpalabunutan sila kung kanino mapupunta yung kanino mang alipin. Ang mga batang lalaki ginawang pambayad sa mga prostitutes. At ang mga babae naman, mga batang babae, ibinang ginawang pambayad mo para sila may panginom ng alak. Sa verse 5, ninakawan nila ang temple ng Panginoon at ang palace, which are all considered as God's possessions. So these nations will face God's judgment dahil they scattered His people, enslaved them, and stolen from Him. Now, mga kaibigan, maring nandito po tayo ngayong umaga na ito at pinakikinggan nyo po ang listahan na nabanggit ko sa passage na ito, listahan ng mga kasalanan, at sinasabi mo, buti na lang, Pastor, hindi ako guilty sa mga nabanggit dyan sa kasalanan na yan sa listahan. So probably I'm okay. Maaari sigurong hindi ako haharap sa Day of Great Judgment. Well, ang point ng mga verses na nabanggit po natin ay hindi upang magbigay ng komprehensibong listahan ng mga kasalanan ng nations. Hindi po yun ang point ng verses na ito. So ano ang point kung bakit nagbigay ng listahan ng Panginoon? Well, kung mapapansin po ninyo, may repeated word po rito na paulit-ulit po binabanggit. At kapag paulit-ulit po binabanggit, kadalasan po ito yung emphasis o yung point ng manunulat. At kung mapapansin nyo yung verse 2 to 5, ang paulit-ulit na salita dito ay my. My. Verse 2, my people, they have scattered them. Again, verse 2, divided my land. Verse 3, cast lots for my people. Verse 5, taken my silver and my gold. Verse 5, have carried my riches, rich treasures. So ano ang point ng manunulat? Ang point po dito ay hindi sa ano ang ginawa nilang kasalanan, hindi anong ginawa ng kasalanan ng nations. All fallen nations are expected to sin, even gross sins. Kung hindi, ang point po dito is, kanino nila ginawa? Kanino nila ito ginawa? Lahat ng ginawa nilang kasalanan dito ay laban kay Yahweh. Laban sa Diyos. Friends, this is a significant truth that we need to tattoo in our hearts and in our minds. Lahat ng ginagawa nating kasalanan is committed against the Holy God. Every sin that we have done ay lahat directed against sa isang Holy God. Lahat ng ating kasalanan ng pagsisinungaling, pangdaraya, pagnanakaw, pagiging passive or abusive sa relationships, pagiging tamad, pangangalunya, malaki man o maliit itong mga kasalanan na ito, sa ating paningin, lahat po ito ay great offenses against sa isang banal na Diyos na kung saan nilikha tayo ayon sa kanyang wangis, who created us in His own image. When Potiphar's wife was forcing Joseph to have sex with him, Joseph said to Genesis 39 verse 9, "How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Yes, our sins will harm, our sins will hurt and devastate our relationships, but at the end of the day, we will all cry out with David sa Psalm 51 verse 4 when he said, 'Against you, you alone, God, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight.'" So ngayon, yung naiisip natin na gawa nating maliit na kasalanan kanina ay marahil hindi talaga maliit sa harapan ng Diyos. Kasi ito'y laban sa Kanya. Maring nandito kayo ngayon at na-shock kayo sa mga kasalanan na nabanggit sa listahan kanina patungkol sa pag-aalipin at pagbenta ng mga bata para lamang may pang-inom at sex. Maring nakakashock ho sa atin yon. At dapat lang na ma-shock tayo sa mga kahindik-hindik na mga kasalanan na ito. But friends, are you quickly shocked by other people's sins and are unbothered by your own? We should be equally shocked, devastated by our own sins. Malinaw ang Biblia sa shocking na katotohanan na tayo lahat have engaged sinful rebellion against God. So, ang tanong, ano ngayon? Anong gagawin ngayon ng isang banal na Diyos sa kasalanan ito? Ano ang gagawin niya sa kasamaan ng tao? Well, tignan natin sa verse 7 hanggang 8. "And I will return your payment on your own head. I will sell your sons and your daughters into the hand of the people of Judah, and they will sell them to the Sabaeans to a nation far away, for the Lord has spoken." Ang kasamaan na kanilang pinili ay ang kasamaan na kanilang matatanggap. O kaparusahan na kanilang matatanggap galing sa Diyos. In the courtroom of God's righteous and perfect justice, we see that the punishment will always fit the crime. And since God is just, there will be a great day of justice. A day of great judgment for God's enemies. Kung tayo po ay biktima ngayon ng injustice, at sinasabi natin, nasaan ang Panginoon? Bakit hindi tinatama ng Panginoon? There will come a day, friends, na itatama lahat ng Panginoon ang pagkakamaling nagawa sa kanyang mga anak. Itatama rin ng Panginoon ang mga nagawa natin pagkakamali. So verses 9 to 15, we need to understand that sin is an act of war against God. Every time we sin, it's a declaration of war against God. It is hostile against Him. And so on the last day, God will come with a new proclamation, which is nakakamangha yung ginawa niya rito sa verses 9 to 15. Mahirap unawain, prophetic and poetic kasi siya. Pero nakakamangha po yung pinagawa niya, gagawin niya sa mga ito as a means of judgment. He is basically saying, wage war against me. Kayo mga nagkasala sa akin, yeah, punta kayo. Yeah. Let's wage war. Yun ang sinasabi niya basically sa verses 9 to 15. Kasi yan ang magiging judgment ko sa inyo. It was described kung paano ang nations will face God's judgment. Gumamit ng unknown messenger ang Panginoon to give instructions to the nations kung ano ang mangyayari on that great final day of the Lord. Una, the nations are to gather on that day to prepare war against Yahweh. Inimbita sila, they are called on that great final day to wage war against God. Okay? Tinawag ng Diyos ang lahat ng mga warriors, lahat ng pinakamalakas ninyo, mga mandirigma ninyo, sige, lahat ng mga magsasaka ninyo. Even ang mga magsasaka were instructed to use their farming tools as weapons of war to fight against God. Na kung iisipin po natin ito, itong mensahe nito parang may kabaliwan. Who would stand against God? Sino makakapagtanggol sa kanyang sarili laban sa isang all-powerful God? Anong weapon or even argument does anyone have against an all-knowing God? At papaano madedepensa ng kahit sino ang kanyang sarili sa pagsabi na siya'y isang inosente sa kasalanan sa harap ng isang all-holy God? Pero lahat ay tinawag ng Diyos, the strong and the weak, to be soldiers in this great war of judgment. This is in a way saying that all of God's enemies will be judged. None will be spared. In short, as they wage war against God, it's alam nila na hindi sila mananalo. Because that's an imagery, di ba, when we wage war against God, when we sin, we wage war against God. So now here it comes. Sige, punta kayo dito. All the strong and the weak. Lahat kayo, nations. So verse 13, inilarawan niya na ang kanilang mga kasalanan ay nag-uumapaw na sa isang malaking tangke. That's why ready na sila i-judge ng Panginoon. Si Joel na nakakatanggap ng mensahe na ito from the Lord is overwhelmed by the greatness of the wickedness of the nations and the perfection of God's judgment. Sa sobrang overwhelm ni Joel sa dalawang bagay nito, in verse 14, he cries out, multitudes, multitudes, in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near, in the valley of decision. Now yung valley of decision po dito, does not mean that God calls the nations to make a decision to repent from their sins on that great day. Hindi po yun ang sinasabi niya. Dahil pagdating ng great final day of the Lord, wala nang pagkakataon mag-desisyon ng tao. To make that clear. Dahil ang final decision on that day, kaya tinawag siya valley of decision, will come from God Himself. Friends, on the coming great final day of the Lord, nations will gather before God not to present their final pleas, but to hear God's final verdict against them. On that day, God's enemies ay wala ng pagkakataon na magsisi sa kasalanan. Dahil sa araw na ito, wawakasan na ng Panginoon ang lahat ng kasamaan at rebellion ng mundo. On that day, God will have the final word. It will be the last day of judgment. Mga kaibigan, ang realidad na ito, itong realidad ng katotohanan ito, itinuturo sa buong Biblia. Hindi lang ho dito sa Joel. Sinabi rin to ni Jesus sa Matthew 16, verse 26. Please write this down. It's not on your bulletins. It's not on the screen. Matthew 16, 26. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what shall a man give in return for his soul? For the man of God is going to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay each person according to what he has done. Paul declares sa mga tiga Athens the same message, Acts 17, 30-31. Acts 17, 30-31. The times of ignorance God overlooked, but now He commands all people everywhere to repent, because He has fixed a day on which He will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom He has appointed. And of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead. Pati na din si Apostle John, si matandang Apostle John, nung sinulat niya ito, describes the day of God's judgment sa Revelation 21, 11 to 15. Ito po ang sinabi niya. And you have to listen to these because these are all warnings. Then I saw a great white throne and him who was seated on it. From his presence, earth and sky fled away, and no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Then another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged by what was written in the books, according to what they have done. And the sea gave up the dead who were in it. Death and Hades gave up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each one of them, according to what they have done. Verse 14, then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. Verse 15, and if anyone's name, and listen to this, if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown in the lake of fire, which is the second death, which is an eternal death. Mga kaibigan, malinaw sa salita ng Diyos that God will have the final word. The very voice that called the universe to existence is the same sweet, still voice that invites all sinners to come to Him, all who are weary and heavy laden, and He will give them rest. Matthew 11:28. Mga kaibigan, sa great final day of the Lord, walang panalangin, walang kabayaran, walang pagsisisi, at walang pagmamakaawa ang pakikinggan ng Diyos. On that day, may kumpletong listahan ng Diyos sa lahat, sa bawat isa sa atin na mga nagawa natin, and He will judge us accordingly. Every little sin, intentional or unintentional, aware kayo ron o hindi, sa tingin mo maliit yun o malaki, lahat yan have been put into account. And books will be open on that final day. Iisa-isahin lahat yan to prove na hindi ka inosente sa harap ng isang banal na Diyos. Revelation 20, 11, 12, and 15. Mga kaibigan, ang totoo nito ay wala tayong kayang gawin na kabutihan upang mailagay natin ang sarili natin sa listahang ito. Hindi natin kaya ilagay, wala tayong pera na kayang ibayad, wala tayong kabutihan na pwedeng gawin upang maidagdag ang pangalan natin sa Book of Life ng Panginoon. Dahil ultimo ang mga mabubuti nating gawa ay karumal-dumal sa harapan ng Diyos. You see, in the sight of a holy God, we are all sinners. We are considered God's enemies. We are by nature, here's our nature, not God lovers. By nature, we are God haters. We don't want to listen to His word. We refuse to obey His will. We don't want to be with God's people. What we do love is ourselves. We love giving big boasts about ourselves. What we care about is following our desires, following our dreams and plans. And we love to be with people who highly think about us. That's how wicked ang puso natin. We love our sins. At hindi natin to kaya. Let me back up. Wala tayong abilidad na kumawala sa pag-ibig natin sa kasalanan at sa kamunduhang ito. Romans chapter 3 verse 10 to 12. None is righteous, no, not one. No one understands, no one seeks for God. All have turned aside. Together they have become worthless. No one does good, not even one. Verse 18. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Ayon sa Romans 6:23, ang kabayaran ng kasalanan ay kamatayan, which is yung second death. God is a holy judge, and He will judge sinners justly and perfectly. But this righteous judge, in spite sa overwhelming evidence sa ating sin, overwhelming evidence ng ating corruption and disobedience to His holy standards, here's what this holy God did. He washed away our sins. He washed away our guilt and set us free from its death penalty. Pero papaano niya nagawa ito? Papaano niya nagawa ito and uphold His own holy law? Sinagot po ito ni Apostle Paul sa 2 Corinthians 5:21. For our sake, He made Him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God. Ito po ang doctrine ng penal substitutionary atonement of Christ, or the doctrine of substitution, or the great exchange. This means that on the cross, God the Father regarded and treated His Son, Jesus, as sin. Our sins were imputed on Jesus, and His righteousness was imputed, credited to those who will believe in Him for salvation. 1 Peter 3:18 tells us, the righteous for the unrighteous, to reconcile sinners to God. Those far from God are now brought near to Him through Jesus Christ. Mga kaibigan, this is how God can both be a just judge and a merciful justifier. It's on the cross that we see God's judgment. God's judgment and mercy meet. Friends, God is extending His mercy to you. Hindi o aksidente nakapunta ka rito or napadaan ka lang. Nakita ko lang may bukasan doon, baka may libreng kape. Napaupo tuloy ako, na-pressure ako. Nasama ng kamag-anak. Gusto ng Panginoon na nandito ka ngayon. Kung saan ka nakaupo, yung attentiveness na meron ka na wala naman noon, biglang naging attempt. This is God slowly drawing you, calling you to Himself to hear this gospel message. Friends, I urge you, repent from your love of self. Repent from your sins of being the Savior ng iyong buhay and turn to Christ at yung ginawa niyang sa cross para sa kabayaran sa ating kasalanan, para maging maayos ang relasyon natin sa Diyos Ama, para magkaroon tayo ng paghugas sa ating kasalanan. Ito lang po ang paraan, ito lang po ang daan, si Kristo lang ang daan. The very voice that called the universe to being is the voice that extends an invitation to salvation. It's the same voice that will one day roar from Zion. Sabi sa verse 16. The Lord roars from Zion and utters His voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth quake. Sa famous book ni C.S. Lewis na Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, The Witch, in the wardrobe, may isang character po ron na ang pangalan ay Aslan. He is a great lion, and it is to be said na he is to be picturing kung sino si Jesus Christ. Let me give a short famous quote pagdating po rito sa novel na to or movie na ito. Kasi naging movie siya. Wrong will be right when Aslan comes in sight. At the sound of His roar, sorrows will be no more. When He bares His teeth, winter meets its death. And when He shakes His mane, yung buhok na kapaligid sa kanya, He shall have spring again. Brothers and sisters, in that great day of the Lord, when Christ returns, hindi lang ito a day of great judgment for God's enemies. It's a glorious day of restoration for God's people. At ito pong makikita natin sa number two as Joel concludes his prophecy. Number two and last. A glorious day of restoration for God's people. after the Lord roars from Zion. Tignan niyo po ang second half ng verse 16. Kasi biglang nagbago po ang scenario from a small word na but. 16. But the Lord is a refuge to His people, a stronghold to the people of Israel. So you shall know that I am the Lord your God who dwells in Zion, my holy mountain. And Jerusalem shall be holy, and strangers shall never again pass through it. And in that day, the mountain shall drip sweet wine, and the hills shall flow with milk, and all the stream beds of Judah shall flow with water, and a fountain shall come forth from the house of the Lord and water the valley of Shittim. Verse 16 concludes that the Lord will be the refuge, the stronghold for His people. Ilang beses sa Bible binanggit na God's judgment or wrath is like a fire. It's a consuming fire sa kanyang mga kaaway. Pero sa nag-take ng refuge kay King Jesus, He has faced your judgment for you. Kaya sinabi ni Apostle Paul sa Romans 8 verse 1, "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." Pero di lamang ito ang pagpapala sa mga nagtitiwala kay Kristo, hindi lang eternal life with Christ. Not only will the Lord save His people sa day of judgment, but He will dwell with them in utter perfection. Verse 17, "You shall know that I am the Lord your God who dwells in Zion, my holy mountain. And Jerusalem shall be holy, and strangers shall never again pass through it." Not in strangers na nabanggit po dito. Strangers here means ang presence of evil and wickedness. So on that great final day of the Lord, wala na po ang presence ng evil at saka wickedness. Yun ang sinasabi niya sa verse 17. The Lord will abide with His people and they will experience what it means to have perfect peace, fullness of joy, and pleasures forevermore. Yun ang may experience ng mga nagtiwala kay Kristo. Ang glorious day of restoration described sa verse 18 is greater than any prosperity na nakikita at na-experience natin sa mundong ito. Ayon sa Revelation 22, ang new creation will be more glorious kesa sa Garden of Eden. 19th century English Baptist preacher Charles Haddon Spurgeon describes the joy that awaits those who have put their trust in Christ. And I quote, "The very glory of heaven is that we shall see Him, Jesus Christ. The same Christ who once died upon Calvary's cross, that we shall fall down and worship at His feet. Nay more, that He shall kiss us with the kisses of His mouth and welcome us to dwell with Him forever. As perfect health was our first happiness, so it will be our last eternal happiness. For heaven is not merely streets of gold and harps of melodious music and winged creatures strangely bright, but it is perfection realized. The slough of depravity cast off the soul shall be herself again. And of manhood it shall be said, His flesh is fresher than a child's, and He has returned to the days of youth." Wala nang sakit. Wala nang kamatayan. Wala nang maintenance. As I continue, "Are you Christ's own?" he asked. "Do you trust Him? Do you live in fellowship with Him? Then the hope of the hereafter may well take the sting out of the present. Oh, rest for the righteous. How blessed art thou, where families shall again be bound up in one bundle, where parted friends shall meet again to part no more, and where the whole church of Christ, united in one mighty circle, shall together praise God and the Lamb throughout all ages for eternity. Eternal communing with Christ. No more physical suffering. No more struggling with sin and suffering and its suffering effects. Reunited with loved ones na nasa Panginoon na nauna na sa atin. We will have perfect peace, perfect happiness, perfect satisfaction. Friends, does this describe your hope this morning? Does this describe your joy? Is that what you meditate on when you face sufferings? Do we have the conscious awareness of that coming glorious day of the Lord? When evil and wickedness will be done and we will be free from sinning. Mine-meditate ba natin yung glorious day na yan? Na when Christ comes, no more sin, no more pain, no more sorrow, no more feeling of loneliness. Bilang mga recipients ng future grace na ito, paano ba dapat tayo mag-respond? Let me give 2 quick applications. Number 1, let us hope in Christ's return. This is how we respond to this truth. Let us hope in Christ's return. Continue to hope in Christ's return. Let our hope and gladness be on Christ's return, where He will right all the wrongs and establish His kingdom. Lahat ng mga mali na lagi natin pinaglalaban, hindi kasi nagrabyado ako, hindi kasi dapat hindi ginawa sa akin ito. Bitawan niyo na yan. God is sovereign. I'm not saying na walang provisions ng law na binigay ang Panginoon, as Romans 13 tells us. Pero ang sinasabi ko sa'yo, pag inangahawakan natin na ang pag-asa natin ay nandito sa mundo na ito, ang pag-asa natin, yung presidente natin, ang pag-asa natin, ang mga kamag-anak natin, ang pag-asa natin, ang trabaho natin, mauuwi po sa lahat. Wala yan. Mawawala, mananakaw, masusunod, tatraydurin ka niyan, iiwanan ka niyan, your health will fail you. Kung ano man ang mga false hopes na ito, napaka-temporal po. Let this be the glory we seek, yung pag-return ni Christ. Let this be our joy kahit may kinakaharap tayong mabibigat na circumstances sa buhay. This is the type of hope that will not fade during dark moments in our lives. It will not fade. It will not be old. It will always be anew. Laging fresh yan. Ito'y laging sariwa. Bawat umaga. So if you are burdened with so much discouragement ngayon, friends, know na may wakas po ito. Know that one day, all of this will be no more. Yung future grace natin ang ating hope. But also there is sustaining grace na binibigay sa atin ngayon as we suffer. This is the type of hope that will not fade in times of discouragement. Sa biyaya po ng Panginoon, may 20 years na po tayo naglilingkod bilang pastor. It's amazing how the Lord sustained yung inyong lingkod. I have the privilege to be with brothers and sisters in Christ sa Pilipinas, mas madalami sa Pilipinas, who has suffered with terminal illness. Nasa bedside, binibisita sa bahay, iniintay na lang. And it's such a great privilege to be with them during this time before they passed away. Kasi what joy. What joy for me to have witnessed them anchor their hope and their happiness not on the things of this world, but in the resurrected Christ. huge encouragement sa akin. I remember yung mga faces, I forget their names, but I remember their faces. Suffering, excruciating pain. Kakapray ko lang, pag-uwi sa bahay, tinawagan na kagad ako ng kamag-anak, Pastor, nasa Panginoon na. They finished well. They suffered well. Mga kapatid sa Panginoon, may we finish strong and faithful as we cling our hope in Christ. Mga kaibigan, isuko na natin ang mga worldly hopes that will fail us. Ilang beses ka na finail ng inaangkla mo ng pag-asa, pero angkla ka pa rin ng angkla. Hindi sufficient po yung pag-asa na yan. I-realign natin ang ating hopes. Hope in the resurrected Christ. Because this resurrected Christ will be returning for you. At walang pangako ang Panginoon na binitawan na hindi niya tinupad. Praise God for that. Kaya sa Crossroads, we value gathering regularly on Sundays. Hindi lang dahil it is commanded sa Hebrews 10:25, but it gives us an open door into the community's lives in order for our brothers and sisters to see us, to see our joys, to see our sorrows, to see our struggles, to see our pains, and come into each other's lives, encouraging one another, pointing each other to Christ, and remind each other to find our hope and satisfaction and glory in Christ alone. That's the beauty of church membership. That's the beauty of being part of a local church. So I urge you, kung ikaw ay visiting us at taga malayo ka rito sa Dubai, I urge you get plugged in to a church that preaches the Bible, not a church that entertains you. You cannot entertain people. And I know this by experiences. I know there are members, there are people who come to church who are suffering physically, emotionally, mentally. Hindi alam kung paano mabubuhay kada araw. And if the only message we have prepared is entertainment, then their souls are doomed. You need to be part of a church that will be committed to you. At ikaw committed sa kanila. And allow yourself to namangusap ang mga tao na ito sa buhay mo. To be part of a church is helping each other to heaven. Number two, let us be bold gospel proclaimers. We have a great news to proclaim sa Dubai na kung saan punong-puno ng tao na walang pag-asa o nakaangkla ang pag-asa sa mga bagay na ikapapahamak nila. Huwag tayo maging tahimik, napakadaing tao na nabubuhay dito sa Dubai na umiikot lang ang buhay sa trabaho, bakasyon, shopping, social media at sex. Doon lang umiikot ang buhay. Because many have filled their minds with these such kind of treasures. Oh friends, what joys and treasures are you filling your minds with? Anong klaseng joys and treasures ang nilalagay mo sa iyong isipan? Saturn, kung ang ating kasiyahan ay nanggagaling sa social media and all the worldly joys that Dubai can offer, then you will not delight in Christ. You will never find joy in Christ kung doon ka nag-i-invest. Saturate your hearts and your minds with the gospel and God's word so that your happiness will be what makes God happy. What the happiness that you want and what I want is yung happiness na gusto ng Panginoon. Not happiness that is devoid of holiness. Ang Book of Joel ay nagwakas sa dalawang senaryo. Makikita niyo yan sa verse 19 and 20. Egypt shall become a desolate and Edom a desolate wilderness. For the violence done to the people of Judah because they have shed innocent blood in their hands. But Judah shall be inhabited forever and Jerusalem to all generations. Dalawang senaryo. Pwede niyong piniin kung anong senaryo meron tayo rito. Una, eternal life in which we know we now have pleasures forevermore sa dwelling place ng Panginoon. That's what happens when you choose Christ. Second, eternal devastation. As mentioned there, eternal desolation or eternal death. Third, wala pong third. Baka sakali pa, baka naman may pangatlo, Pastor. Hindi ho to, walang room for negotiations dito. There's no room for nuance. Black and white lang, one and two lang. Eternal life with Christ, eternal damnation. God will judge the living and the dead. As the responding cry at the end of this book, sa verse 21, tinuwi sinabi niya. Here's the responding cry. Joel, I will avenge, ang Panginoon, I will avenge their blood. Blood I have not avenged, for the Lord dwells in Zion. He will either, sa pagdating ng Panginoon, He will either judge or maka-experience tayo ng complete and final restoration with God. In that great final day of the Lord, there will be a mixture of judgment and grace. Walang pangatlo. So ang tanong, in which will you land? The day of the Lord is a day of great judgment and a glorious day of restoration. Choose wisely. Let's pray. Lord, wala kaming kakayanan piliin ka. Yun ang totoo. If we are to think theologically, everything is by grace. So I pray those who have heard the gospel of Christ's cross and empty tomb, ngayong umaga, I pray, Father, that you would draw them to yourselves. Open their ears, open their eyes, remove the scales from their eyes, turn their hearts of stone to a heart of flesh. Let them beat after you. Oh, Father, I pray, let the Spirit indwell them. Save them. Save them, Lord. Save them. And I pray for my brothers and sisters na nandito. Help us not to waste yung grace na binigay niyo sa amin by living foolish lives. Help us to be bold proclaimers of the gospel. Help us, Lord, for those suffering saints na nandito. Help us, Lord, to cling to Christ, our true hope, our true joy and satisfaction. I pray after ng service na hindi ho kami magmadali, Lord. And again, this is my prayer. Hindi ho to parinig, Panginoon. I pray that hindi kami magmadali umalis. I pray that our church would show what it means to be saved by extending yung love sa bawat isa. By asking intentional questions. By having deep, genuine concern sa kaluluwa ng kausap namin at hindi nagmamadali umalis. Kasi Lord, this is what you have called us for. So I pray, help us not to rush because eternity is at stake. If we have the gospel, we need to share it. And I pray, Lord, as we face yung reality ng life this week with all of its challenges and sufferings and pains, will you renew our joy in Christ as we remember what you have done on that cross? And knowing, Lord, na assured yung pagbalik po ninyo. Oh, how we long for that day. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.